Tuesday, July 5th, 2022, at 7 p.m., Borough Hall, Atlantic Highlands. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 5th, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Mr. Baracchio? Ms. Hollenleitner?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Wall?
Here. Please stand for a pledge of allegiance and a moment of silence.
My allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Administrative part of the meeting, approval of June 7th, 2022, regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second. Actually, I have a correction on that. Just for president, it references Mr. Washburn and not Mr. DuPont. I believe you were his last name, Mr. DuPont?
Nope, that's correct. He doesn't look at me, look like me. He's much
I was on the phone. I thought you were here.
He's much better looking.
I thought I was too, but I can't remember.
I believe you referenced later on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll correct it and then post the correction.
Thank you. A roll call?
Good catch. Ms. Hollenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from June 9th, 2022 in the amount of $217,668.68.
I'm with it.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Hollenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from June 23rd, 2022 in the amount of $120,737.92.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hollenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. New business correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. Number one, Henry Hudson, junior and senior class, are requesting to hold a car wash on Saturday, October 1st, 2022. Number two, Richard Waters and Christine Fedaro are requesting to use the fishing pier for a wedding ceremony. Number three, Claire Kozik, on behalf of the Atlantic Highlands Recreation Committee, is requesting to reserve the pickleball courts on July 14th for a free clinic and on Thursdays through September for open play. Number four, John Crowley, on behalf of the Atlantic Highlands Recreation Committee, is requesting the use of the Harbor Gazebo and grass area for drive-in movies on July 30th, August 23rd, and September 24th. There will also be a music festival on September 24th date. Number five, Kyle Kalback, on behalf of the Society for the Prevention of Teen Suicide, is requesting use of the Harbor Gazebo and grass area on September 25th to hold a concert for a cause for suicide prevention.
Have we ever had anybody have a wedding on a fishing pier?
Not that I'm aware of.
This would be the first. Yeah? Okay.
Someone caught a fish?
Would anyone like to make a motion?
I'm just a widower.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda, or the correspondence, sorry.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Solinger?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Committee reports, finance, Ms. Hohenleitner?
I'm sideways, just sure I'm breathing. Harbor's doing great. We're about 6% ahead of last year to date. I was just looking at a couple of the numbers that have a big difference between last year and this year, and I think it's just a matter of when we're collecting.
Correct.
So we're in good shape with finance. I didn't know Mr. Brocky wasn't going to be here. Not that I wasn't prepared, I just had to look at the numbers. That's it for finance.
Thank you. Leases, Mr. Curry?
The only thing I have to report is I forwarded the draft lease for the hot dog cart. Still waiting to hear back for any comments or approval.
Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
I have no report this evening.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton?
No operations report, but I do have a couple of questions for Mr. Flieger when he gives his report.
Okay, thank you. Clean Marina, Mr. Kraus?
No report.
Thank you. Special events, Ms. Hohenleitner?
We have a really big special event going on in Harbor. Tonight's the first night of the Fireman's Fair, and as you know, part of our budget includes a contribution toward the fireworks, which are going to be held this Friday with the rain date of Saturday night. So we're excited to show off our harbor. I attended a special event at the Yacht Club. It was Drag Queen Bingo, and it's going to be a new annual event that they do, but it was really, really well done. There's nobody from the Yacht Club here besides Kurt, so that's a compliment will go to you.
I'll pass it on.
And then Film One Fest is coming up later this month, and they are, that's happening, and everything else we've approved today. So that's it for special events.
Okay, thank you. Reports, Administrator, Mr. Farragina?
I do not have any report this evening.
Thank you, sir. Attorney report, Mr. DuPont?
No report, Chair.
Thank you. Harbor Manager, Mr. Flieger?
Okay, you have my report. If there's any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them. I just want to let you know Weights and Measure did come in. Everything passed. We did have a spray painting incident in the harbor as well as other areas of the town, and that is being handled by the Atlanta Falls Police right now, and that's really all I can say.
What's the engagement? So what's the levels of it? Because we have harbor security, and then is there a point in which...
This happened at 3:30 in the morning. And actually, they were caught in the process. Yeah. Actually, there was a customer that came in real early and getting his boat ready, and he heard some commotions in the back and caught three, I'll just say, individuals who took off on their bikes and down the trail. But it actually started somewhere else and then came down into the harbor. So,
thanks.
That was actually one of my questions. The ADA ramp on Pier 4?
That is in the process of being customized now. The welder is, he's pretty much done with the ramp. He still has the railings to do, and then our guys will put name of the planks, unless the name. Trex on the ramp, and then he'll install everything. So we're probably looking at the end of the month.
Okay, and the gazebo painting, you originally said maybe July 15th? Still?
Yeah, July 15th, but then I realized the Film One Fest is around that time, so it might start a little later than that, because I really don't want the painter's stuff all there.
Okay.
While that's going on, you know, tripping hazards with ladders and stuff. So.
And still no date on the fire and ADA metal doors issue?
No, that's being handled. by Ed Burbank and C Street. I've given him Justin's number to call to set up when they can get it done, so.
Right. And the six pylons that C Street is supposed to replace?
We're still waiting on C Street.
Have they given any indication of what the holdup is or when they plan on getting them?
Money. And now that they're finally at capacity, they're starting to do a lot of things. They're actually, I don't know if you've seen, they've got a huge hiring thing they're doing right now. They posted it everywhere. They're looking for everybody. For whether it be, you know, customer service, you know, engineers, you know, captains, they're looking for everybody.
Well, they were just awarded the Belford route, so.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So on the JIF, when the JIF was here, a couple of years ago when the JIF came to inspect, we ended up doing some capital improvements. In terms of like repainting the tennis court and there was a recommendation or anything that they noticed that they needed us to
fix? This time, there was nothing. We actually addressed the issue of, we have a drain where the tanks, our fuel tanks are. We went and they asked that the last time that we put a berm all the way around that. So we did that. We patched some holes where they fuel up at with some asphalt coal patch, basically. But we're really going to have to do something about the paving in the harbor. I mean, it's getting really bad, and we have to seriously start looking. We've gotten numbers, you know, just ballpark, what would something like this run? And we'll talk about that at a later time.
Where's the money
So we had submitted 9 applications for federal appropriations in the hopes that we would get one. It looks like we probably will get one. We were notified by the Congressman's office and via public communication local newspaper that we were awarded $2.1 million, which was one of the 9 appropriations that we had applied for. However, that newspaper article is incorrect. We haven't been awarded it yet. So the Congressman's office, what they informed the press and us was that it looks like we could get it, that it most likely will pass the House. If it passes the Senate, we would get awarded the $2.1 million, which is fantastic, right? But that would be specifically for the
bulkhead
repair. In fact, that was another error that the newspaper had. They indicated that it was to replace our entire bulkhead. That would be a lot more than $2.1 million.
Yeah.
It's not. That federal appropriations application, we wrote it to repair the bulkhead. So again, most likely we will get it, but it's not official until it passes both houses.
Yeah, it got out of appropriations. I'm sorry. I read that at the council meeting. I didn't read it here.
But 2 of our applications were for repaving. But it doesn't look like we're going to receive it. That doesn't mean that we can't every year keep reapplying for federal appropriations, which we can. We probably will. And there's a cost associated with applying. There's engineering costs and what have you. But in this case, hopefully with that investment with the Colliers and the CME, we'll come back very fruitful if we get awarded that $2.1 million.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bo. Assistant Manager's report, Mr. White.
The travel lift is still on schedule. I just last week sent pictures and the specifications and all our service material for our old travel lift, which Marine Travel Lift is listing it starting this month for sale. So hopefully that'll offset some costs once we do sell it. On the purchase of a new one. The moorings, I've been working on the new, the 10 moorings. I have a finalized price. I spoke with Mr. Brock yet. He's on board with it. Everything looks good. The only thing I'm going to talk to Bob
Bucko
tomorrow regarding just make sure he's okay with it also. But they're using them in about 5 yacht clubs. In our area now. and the total billing, the contractor's been there a couple times for ongoing water issues and air conditioning issues, and probably this week I'm going to have a conversation with Lou and Mr. Dupont to see if we can move things along.
Okay, thank you, Mr. White. Now is the public portion of the meeting. If anyone would like to address the commission, please stand, state your name and address.
Harold Smith, 31 City Hall, direct hand in Jersey. So I know that we're saying that these guys have been there, but they're really not doing anything. They're disconnecting drains. They leave and the door is worse than when they got there. The door, the front door, works maybe 20% of the time. Half the time it does, or it slams. My office, the air conditioner still leaks. I know the state police, theirs is leaking on a pretty consistent basis now. And when they come, they come to call. That's just not going to do it, guys. I mean, so I don't know what is the result. What are they saying they're going to do? Like, when you put a drain on an air conditioner and it's supposed to run and go that way, and they're saying, now they're saying that those may be clogged, and you just disconnect that and it drips down onto the side of the building, that's really not fixing it.
Understood.
So I'm asking, what resolve are we waiting for? Because they just come, they send two guys in a van, and they don't do anything. I mean, they put some caulk on and say, yeah, it works. They leave, and it's the exact same thing. It's actually worse when they leave than before they get there.
So if I could, I know that Mr. White has been exemplary in documenting all the problems that we've had. Let it be known that we've circled back with Kappa Construction and also our architect. So Smitty, I know that I'm supposed to sit down with Lou and Rich this week. So when I do, I'll circle back with you to kind of tell you what our strategy and our plan of action will be.
Right.
Because your complaints are all well documented.
Right, and you know, and the siding is now falling off the building.
Yep.
But you know, with all due respect, last month at the June 7th meeting, we said that next week the attorney, Kappa, and everybody was going to get together the following
but
week.
The reason,
now it's next month.
Well, the reason why it wasn't done is because our architect advised us that, hey, listen, I have a solution, we don't need to meet, we're good to go. So now apparently the resolution wasn't as clear cut, so I think that Lou, myself, and Richard just have to sit down in the next couple of days and go through your complaints, the complaints that we've noticed, and then the remedies that were proposed over the last couple of weeks.
Could I ask to be included? I don't need to be at the meeting, but could I be included to know what's going on and what we...
Well, what I'll do is I'll call you from the meeting after I talk to Mr. White and Lou.
Okay, you have my cell phone.
I do.
Okay,
I do.
Very good. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Schmidt. Anyone else? Mr. Fisher?
Yeah, Mark Fisher, 9130 Avenue. I asked this at the council meeting, and I'm just going to ask you to see if there's anything else that would be part of the answer. A couple of people, boat owners, came to me and asked if I had heard at any of the meetings about an issue with the repairs on the ramp that was done during the winter. Councilman Baraki has stated that he had heard that a couple of trailers backed up too far and actually went over that 6 or 8 inch curve that they put at the end, and it became a big to do. But I'll ask here again, is there any issue, I mean, other than people going too far, too deep, too fast with their trailers, or is it something else with the repairs itself?
All I can tell you is the ramp is deeper than it's ever been. Okay, the sign that used to indicate the end of the ramp was another, 10, 15 feet up further. So when we redid the ramp, they went back further. The problem is people don't pay attention either. I mean, if you go at a moon tide Are you going to be able to launch? You're going to have to wait, okay, at a moon tide. I will tell you that. During a normal low tide, most people get in and get out. There are people that don't pay attention. We have big signs on either side of the end of the ramp that say, you know, motors up, end of ramp, you know, and the other side of that ramp can be anywhere from 8 to 12 feet deep. So when they go off, their trailer goes off the end of the ramp, there's steel bulkhead behind that ramp, and they catch their trailer axles on that ramp, and Smitty knows, he's been down there enough pumping them out, jacking them up to get them out of there, and that's the issue. So do people get mad about it? Yeah, they get mad about it. It's not the same ramp that they're used to. They were able to drive off the end of the ramp before, and we haven't lost a vehicle yet. We have trailers caught up, yes. Do we have boat damage? No. So take it for what it is.
So it has prevented the cars literally going
off. We have not had one vehicle go off the ramp.
That was pretty good.
Right. You know, knock on wood. Yeah. The problem is some of these guys, they get in four-wheel drive trucks, they put them in four-wheel drive when they hit that curb, and they think that if they pop up over that curb, it'll go deep enough to get their boat in.
I think it's about 12 feet. Didn't go deep enough. I think it's 12 foot on the other side of that curb.
It actually slopes off because we've got like poured bluestone down the other side of it that they have poured, but then it just drops, and it's very deep very quickly. So
okay, thank you Mr. Fisher. Executive session not required. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
I'll move it.
Right. Move it. Thank you. All in favor,
aye.
Against. Thank you.